And now to the business of advertising. Seth Stevenson writes for the online magazine Slate, and today he tells us about an ad campaign that was taken off the air because it wasn't telling the whole truth.
This ad for Powerade Option, a competitor to Gatorade, debuted during the opening rounds of March Madness. Within days, it became the subject of a lawsuit, which I'll explain in a moment, and it's now been pulled from the airwaves. It's really a shame the ad had to die before its time, since it's among the funnier spots to hit television in recent months. We see two Amish-looking fellows at the helms of two horse-drawn carts. An Amish-looking gal stands in the road between them, then whips off her bonnet and releases it to signal the start of a race. The horse cart carrying 10 bales of hay rumbles ahead, while the cart loaded down with 50 bales remains stuck in place. Cut to a simple chart showing total calories for both Gatorade, which has 50, and Powerade Option, which has 10.
10 is less than 50. Powerade Option, the low-calorie sports drink.
The joy here is entirely in the details. The deathly serious looks on the Amish guys' faces. The fact that one of them wears a yellow wrestling helmet while the other sports a royal blue headband. The incongruously hard-edged rock on the soundtrack. The Pegasus-like wings attached to the horses for no apparent reason. And, of course, the masterstroke of having the Amish babe drop her bonnet like a Bobby Soxer in a 50s teensploitation flick. That all this happens in about 7 seconds is both an impressive feat of concision and a wise tactic. The joke is head-slappingly simple. No doubt the three-word pitch was simply Amish drag race. But it's over and done before it has a chance to wear thin. The ad was directed by Aaron Rule, a sometime actor who most notably played Napoleon's nerdy brother, Kip, in Napoleon Dynamite.
Napoleon, don't be jealous, but I've been chatting online with babes all day. Besides, we both know I'm training to become a cage fighter.
Shortly after the ad began airing, Pepsi, which owns Gatorade, sued Coke, which owns Powerade Option. Why? Because the 10 hay bale Amish horse cart is depicted as faster than the 50 hay bale cart, implying that athletic performance is better enhanced by 10-calorie Powerade Option than by 50-calorie Gatorade. As the text of the suit alleges, quote, "Indeed, the opposite is true. The calories present in Gatorade supply additional energy to working muscles and, as a result, increase endurance and performance," end quote. Coke quickly settled out of court. The upshot? This ad will no longer air. I suppose, in the end, America's thirst for justice has been slaked. But America's thirst for halfway decent commercials has only been whetted. Meanwhile, America's thirst for low-calorie sports drinks makes no sense to me. They taste grody. But that's another story. I give the ad a B. Points off for a misleading premise. By the way, Aaron Rule filmed a few other spots for this campaign, including one called Hands that we posted on Slate.com. Hands has not aired on television, and probably never will. It shows two normal hands with 10 fingers next to a pair of freakishly mutated 50-fingered hands.
10 is less than 50.
I spoke with an executive at the production company who felt that Hands would never, not in a trillion years, get approved by Powerade for release. Those dozens of wriggling fingers are just too nauseatingly weird.
Seth Stevenson writes the ad report card column for the online magazine Slate.